Dr. Bell and her husband.
Dr. Bell and Dr. Bell, Moore said.
Yeah, they're living a lie, covering up his past.
He killed somebody? Willie Joe straightened slightly.
Worse than that, he got caught fucking a guy.
Willie Joe looked at Moore.
I told you he was a fucking mariposa.
To Ebor.
This was after the law.
After the state law, before the federal one.
Willie Joe nodded.
This ain't much. I seen him hanging around with Nick the Greek. If they ain't queer, I ain't never met a queer.
This wasn't Nick the Greek.
Ebor paused long enough for Willie Joe to open his mouth.
It was a cop.
A cop? Which one? Ebor stroked his chin.
Don't know yet.
What's this yet? You know it was a cop, but you don't know who?
That's right. I need more time on the computer.
What did you find out?
Moore said. Ebor stroked his chin harder.
You holding out on me?
Willie Joe said quietly.
You don't get your DD, and I get you transferred to Rayford.
You want to meet some fucking queers?
All I know is the path of the data link and the way it was stopped, and when and where he was picked up.
Go on, Moore said.
It was down at People's Park, 3 in the morning, 12 April, 2022.
What were they doing? Blowjob? Cornhole?
The call-in didn't say, just that it was a 547 sodomy.
They identified Norman Bell, but the other guy didn't have an ID.
So how do you know he's a cop? Willie Joe leaned forward.
Make it good.
The whole record got erased all the way back to the call-in. It was an administrative edit, and the authorization came from a police department internal security unit.
Willie Joe tapped the DD popper on the desk in a slow rhythm. It got erased, but not to you.
I saw the hole in the data. It's complicated. But there was an erased link to Norman Bell, and I followed it up to the hole, so to speak. From there, I just searched unencrypted chat mail for a half hour around that time. Found a guy who monitors police and emergency bands, and he was talking to somebody when the sodomy call came in.
I don't see how the lack of data implicates a policeman, Moore said.
Sounds more like Norman Bell pulling strings.
He has money. Or she does.
They did pull strings.
Ebor allowed himself a smile.
Mrs. Bell did anyhow. The cops were glad to take her money.
But the erasure was complete a good 8 hours before she paid.
She didn't just pay, Willie Joe said. Even a professor ain't that stupid.
No.
I just looked for a big credit transfer. The guy she paid was the police dispatcher's father. She bought a new garage door, but no installation fee. Like she put it in herself?
That is interesting, Moore said. The sodomy charge would ruin him, and she'd go down for buying off the policeman.
So your next step would be to confront them.
Yeah, if I had a next step.
I just found the garage door thing when the cop stepped in and shot me.
Son of a bitch.
So if you was to walk out this door, Willie Joe said, you'd get your shit together and then go hit up the Bells.
Well, I guess not, Ebor said carefully. Guess you'd want to do that.
Smart kid,
Willie Joe said to Moore. He tapped the cylinder with his finger and it rolled almost to the edge of the table.
Here you go.
Have a ball. Ebor uncapped it hungrily and turned his back to the men. He almost caught his penis in the zipper in his haste. A sharp sting, and the first real peace he'd had in a month. He felt the calm power glow through his muscles and organs. He took a deep breath, and something rattled in his chest. He turned and sat down, a surge of nausea and twisting pain in his stomach.
What?